Now back to Lancaster.
Thank you very much, Scott. Xavier Nady at the plate. First two pitches were balls, and Nady drives one to center field. Back goes Langerhans to the wall. It is gone. Xavier Nady ties the game at one as he hits one over the 410 mark in center field. And the Carolina League lead was short-lived as Nady ties the game. It was like something finally clicked as the first pitch over for a strike. And what they did, as the 0-1 pitch on the way, that's to Nate Grindel, that pitch over for a strike. They moved the arm slot. In other words, the angle for which you throw the ball from straight over the top to slightly, not quite three-quarters. The 0-2 swung on and missed. And Ben Howard blows the side down in the top of the first inning. As a ground ball back of third, Cada deep behind the bag, throws, got him, nice play. Hit in the air along the left field line, going back on the ball is Bitkowski. He leaps and makes the catch. Scott Bitkowski climbs the wall, brings the ball back. Wow, what a play. And keeps the game at a two-run California League lead. And I'll bet him he can do is look out to left field as he walks back to the dugout. He can't believe that ball stayed in the ballpark. Well, it didn't really. Just Bitkowski made sure it didn't leave.
First pitch to Clay. He hits that one on the ground. It's at Ramirez. He flags it. Backhands to Clark, who bare hands and turns it into a double play. Oh, baby, what a turn.
The 0-2 pitch to Marcus. That one's fair. That one's going to head to the corner. Now watch the Rabbits run. Soxie will score. They're going to wave Thompson. It's Sturdy's going for three. The throw, there is no throw. Sturdivant with a stand-up triple. It's 3-0.
You know you're having a tough night when you're 0-for-6 in a 14-inning game.
He's looking fastball right now. Ramos is going to have to come in with one. He's going to have to go after him.
Next pitch, fastball is hammered to left field, and Marciano doesn't even move. This one is gone.
There you go.
And the Stampede live to see another day as they keep pace with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes as Chin Fain Chin, with two outs in the bottom of the 13th, hits his 10th home run of the year, a two-run home run, and the Stampede win it by the score of 6-4.
So we can duck in some scores around the Cal League. Yeah, scores. I use that term lightly as the pitch has popped up right around home plate. It'll be Kingman coming down the line, ball in the wind, and in fair ground, Brendan makes the catch for out number one.
Yeah, what are the scores here, Dan? I bet you I can name them.
Well, let's see. These are the last reported scores we had. Zambra, do you know what Stockton? Bottom of the third, no score. Visalia at San Jose, bottom of the second, no score. Bakersfield at Rancho Cucamonga, top of the third, no score. And Modesto at Lake Elsinore, bottom of the third.
Let me guess. No score?
Very good.
I don't think I've ever seen that happen.
So a lot of zeros on our out-of-town scoreboard, and basically that is scrap paper at this point.
Who's hitting about 305 in the month as he hits that one hard to left field. Burns coming over and dives and makes the catch.
Coming over toward the line, full extension dive, and he makes the catch, and Magdaleno has to go back to first base. And again, the Modesto A's flash some serious leather against the Jethawks. Wow.
Outfield plays shaded around toward right. Soxie really squeezing the right field line. Ground ball to second. This could be two. Ramirez to Vasquez for one. Back to first. Double play. 4-6-3. The Jethawks turn it. Two outs here in the top of the second inning.
Wilson ready again as he sets, looks back at second. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Sean. That's hit toward the gap in left center field, and no one is going to get this. It's going to one-hop the fence. One run is in. Two runs are in. They're going to hold Cruz, and the Jethawks lead 5-4 on a two-run double by Sean McCorkle.
As far as the defense is concerned, do the Jethawks bunt in this situation? Ramirez, who's an average bunter, they go with the wheel play as they're sneaking at the corners. Finally, Ramirez bunts, and he pops it up back to the box. Snap throw to second, not in time. For the second inning in a row, the Jethawks nearly bunt themselves into a double play. And the exercise in futility continues. The Here comes the 1-1 to Marciano. Ground ball back to the box. They go to second for one on a bounce. They get one there. Back to first, double play. And once again, the Jethawks shoot themselves in the foot and are out of the inning. We'll go to the bottom of the 13th. Will this ever end?